They make you evangelicals look foolish in their witnessing.
Yeah.
And they know the Bible. They know how to twist it really good. And but if you know how to refute a Mormon, you can refute them really quickly in love and get them to see their great need of the biblical Savior. They have a false gospel. But you can't just believe and say that you're okay. Your life has to be tested to the Word of God in holiness and obedience. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
And that's why I labor at my website, don'tperish.com, for free. I don't take anybody's money. I have an article on why this is not of God. And I warn you on all the things we talked about, false gospel, the pagan holidays. We were just talking about how evangelicalism is not of God. It's a man-made system.
Okay.
And anything that's made of man is what? Man-made. Jesus established his body in the first century. You have to repent and be born of that in the first century. This all came along, evangelicalism, like 500 years ago. And you're not saved by grace alone, faith alone. Now, one Bible verse.
What am I going to do, be saved?
Now, one Bible verse says you're saved by grace alone, faith alone. The Bible says you're saved by grace through faith, but it's never alone.
Okay, so I got to do something?
Oh, of course you do.
What do I got to do to be saved?
So the Bible says Jesus Christ came into the world, fully man, fully God, and he came to do really three main things. He came to die for the sins of man. He came to defeat death and rise again, and he came to show us who God was. He did so many things, but that's the three main things he did. And so the Bible says, if you will place your faith in this risen Messiah and his shed blood, then the Bible calls you to repentance. You can't just believe. All these places say, well, I believe in Jesus, I'm going to heaven. Jesus said, repent lest you perish. What is repentance? Repentance is changing your mind that changes your ways. You don't just say, Lord, I sin a lot. I know I sin a lot. Forgive me. Be my Savior. No, the Bible says turn from your sin. In the Old Testament and the New says forsake your sin. That means leave it. So when you, by faith, are willing to repent of your flesh that will damn you, mine will too, culture will damn you, politics, sports, entertainment, movies, football, all this stuff is Satan's system. It's not of God. It's not holy. Churchianity will damn you. We're talking about pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter, false gospels, being worldly. This, believing this is worship instead of your everyday life lived in holiness, right? By faith, you repent. When you're willing to lose your life, that means you don't care if I'm going to lose every family member. My church is going to reject me. My future wife doesn't want to follow Jesus the way I do. Guess what? You still follow Jesus. You be obedient to him. When God sees a willing vessel, you'll be born again by the Spirit of God from above, John 3. When you're born again, this is my big problem here with these people. I love them all, but here's the problem. When you're born again, you don't want this anymore. When you're born again, I see people walking in with football jerseys and all kinds of worldly garbage, and they're dressing really worldly. When you're born again in your heart.
What does worldly mean?
Hold on. When you're born again in the heart and the mind, when you're born again, it changes your desire. So if you used to be addicted to porn.
Oh yeah, I was.
Okay. If you repent and God gives you a new heart and new mind, you can go back and look at porn, but I can promise you something, it's never the same.
Right.
You're ruined for it. It might be nice for a couple of minutes and then you go, oh, what am I doing again? You get caught in that no man's land of, I used to be a worldly carnal man, which I was. I can serve God in holiness and obedience. You're in the middle where you're convicted by sin, but you're not leaving sin. It's like a terrible place to be. So by faith, you repent, you'll be born again. All your desires change. Your life begins to conform to the Word of God. Not evangelicalism, not the culture, not Roman Catholicism. The fruit, you're born again. I'm walking you through salvation. Jesus said, you know a tree by its fruit. If you're a godly man, you talk godly, you act godly, you associate godly, you dress godly, you live godly, you preach godly. You don't mix the world in with your godliness. You throw the world out. You go into the world and preach, but you live separate and holy. So obedience and holiness, Hebrews 12 says, without holiness, no one will see God. And the last part of the gospel is you have to endure in all of that. Today, you can have the hope of eternal life. If you turn from your faith tomorrow and you leave it, you don't have the hope anymore. Like a marriage, you got to keep going in it. Jesus put out his arms and he said, it's finished, right?
Yeah.
You and I have a part to do yet, though. That's follow him. He said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me in John 10. Do you see faith and action there? Hear his voice by faith, follow him. That's a verb word. I got to walk and follow Jesus. I don't follow this. I don't follow evangelicalism. I don't follow the culture. I don't follow my flesh. I'm following Jesus. Jesus does not call you into this with demonic groups like Skillet, with carnal music, false gospels. The guy that started this, Bob Lentz, he prays with Roman Catholics. Roman Catholicism is a totally false gospel. Not even close. This guy believes they're biblical. He calls them brothers. And all these people get mad at me when I call that out and go, you can't unite to the doctrine of demons if you're of Christ. So that's the gospel. It's on my card.
Yeah,
that's right. That narrow path. It's not just believing. That's where it starts. Then you got to grow, and God's seed grows in you, and you walk in holiness and holiness, and you keep going.
So it is a little, it's works as well.
Faith
plus works
proves your works. James 2, what does James say? I've been saying this all day to people. You know what it says in James 2? A man is justified by his
works.
His faith is justified by his works. Take a coin, heads and tails. You can't separate it. Heads, tails, faith, works. Did Noah, let me ask you this real quick. Was Noah a righteous, godly man?
Yeah, through faith.
Yep. Did he
his
have to build?
Was counted as righteous.
Did he have to build an ark to be saved?
He did have to build an ark to be physically saved.
His faith was counted as
righteous. It's obedience. Thank you, sir. If Noah didn't build the ark, he would have disobeyed God. He would have died in his sin like everybody else that God was judging. He wouldn't have been saved. Ananias and Sapphira in Acts 5, what did they do? And you guys know what they did?
They were, correct me if I'm wrong, they're the ones that sold a piece of land and they lied about
it. No, they didn't steal it.
They didn't give all their money to the
that's
church.
One lie. They lied. Peter says you lied to the Holy Spirit. God kills them. Don't tell me they went to heaven. They did. God judged them like he judged Uzzah. When Uzzah in the Old Testament touched the ark, God said, don't touch my ark. You know how holy God is? God says something, don't go around it. He touched the ark, God killed him as a marker for all of us. Everybody here, I'm hearing this all day, every time I go to a Christian festival, grace, grace, love, love, mercy, mercy. That's great. What's the other side of God?
Judgment.
Judgment?
Wrath?
Punishment?
Yeah.
It's like the police. See these police? These cops are really nice. Hey, officer, he's really nice. If I disobey the law, he's on me and I'm going to jail.
Right.
Righteousness.
But not if somebody's already served your sentence for you.
I'm sorry?
Not if somebody's already served your sentence for you.
Oh, that's not true. In order for Jesus to cover you, you got to be in him like the ark. And in Hebrews 10:26, it says, if you willfully sin, there's no sacrifice for your sin.
Right.
So I like to use this example. I was a worldly carnal man when I came to Christ. Here's my sin. Drunkenness, partying, fornication, fighting. I throw it all at Jesus' feet and say, Lord, save me.
Right.
This one. I'm probably going to keep...
So you don't sin.
No, hold on. I'm probably going to keep doing these. Whose record are these going to be on? Mine. Thank you. They're going to be on my record, not on Jesus' record. To answer your question, I don't teach sinless perfection. When I came to Christ, I was a worldly carnal man. Through the Spirit of God, the Word of God, the power of God. Not me. I can't do it. I'm not good enough. My sin level, I've gotten it down to here, and I like to teach this. My flesh man used to be a wolf. He used to come and grab me by the throat and lead me around. I couldn't control my flesh. Because of the Holy Spirit of God and the truth of God, guess what he is today, my spirit, my flesh man. He's like a chihuahua. And when he shows up, if I get angry, I go, get out of here, punk. I got the Word of God and the Spirit of God. Most Christians live with the wolf. And they go, well, God's going to forgive me anyway. No, he's not. You must turn from your sin and forsake it.
Just to play, to talk about the other side of it. So
thank you, sir. If I can ever help you, did you have any questions or anything? You've been very nice.
Thank you very much. I was drawn to you. I drove by here, long story short, 3 hours ago and I said, amen, brother. And you said, you yelled fake Jesus at me.
I'm sorry?
You yelled fake Jesus?
Well, I was yelling, I didn't yell at you if you thought I did.
I know, I needed to, it drew me here. I knew I needed to hear what you had to say.
Yeah, this is a fake Jesus in here because Jesus caused you to lose your entire life. And if I can ever help you, call me. You got my contact info.
Yes,
I'd love to Bible study with you. Help you go deep in the Word. That's all we want from people. We want you to get in the Word and go deep and follow Jesus. We don't want nothing else from people. Thank you.
There's a Nicodemus going on because I feel I know what is right. I want to follow, but through it all.
Can I just give you great encouragement? Get with godly, holy people, even if it's long distance. And you know what's great? Accountability to help you walk along and to walk with you. Okay? And we're here to help you in that, sir. We love you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say,
I just want to say this real quick.
Yeah.
God has given me the Holy Spirit, and I can generally tell when someone is really moved and has a heart for the things of God. I can see it in you guys. I could see something really in that man right there. God just told me, don't let him slip away. So I wanted to make sure that he knew that we cared for him. He was listening. I saw him circle a couple times. Great. That's what we're here for. These people that laugh at us and mock, this is made for them. This is a goat farm. You want to be a sheep of God, you got to come follow the sheep. Excuse me, the shepherd, to be a sheep of God. So you were going to say something. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, so I like what you're doing. I respect what you're doing. I don't agree with what you're...
Can you show me scripture where I'm wrong?
Yeah.
Where?
What must a man do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And
that's
saved.
Not all the Bible says. But what does it mean to believe? To believe is a change of allegiance, which means Jesus just said, my sheep hear my voice and they what?
They follow.
So, follow means obedience.
Right. But listen to this. So I hear what you're saying. And I was the same. I was a fornicator. I was a fighter. I was a drug addict. And, you know, I don't watch porn anymore. I don't fornicate anymore. I don't fight anymore. Mm-hmm.
So you got rid of weighty sins. You got rid of weighty sins.
So now I only have this much sin. Maybe okay. A chihuahua. Okay. That's okay. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's not okay. No, what I said was,
you
didn't. Wait, I didn't say I have this much sin. I said my flesh man is a chihuahua.
Yeah.
And he comes to bring me sin. And then I don't listen to him and I kick him to the curb. I don't live, I'm just gonna say this, I don't live in any willful sin.
Right.
You don't have to. Jesus said, go sin no more. Tell me a sin you can't leave, quick.
You can leave any sin.
Then why does everybody tell me we gotta sin all the time?
You don't have to. But I'm just saying, there's a standard, right? So you set a
God's standard.
God's standard is no sin.
Absolutely not. God's standard is way up here. Jesus said, be ye perfect.
Perfection.
But do you know what that means? Have you studied?
Yeah,
what
is of course.
It, what does it mean in the Greek?
I don't know. What is it in the Greek? In the
perfect Strong's? Perfect is a bad translation in English, and our Savior wouldn't mislead us. It means mature and complete.
Okay.
So when you're mature and complete, it doesn't mean you can never sin. It means you don't want to sin.
Right.
You don't live in sin. You don't practice it. I could choose it. Sure, I could. I could look in lust. I could get angry at that guy. There was people here getting in our face before. I'm an old fighter. But when somebody gets in my wife's face, my first thought is, take him out in his crotch or the kneecap and he'll be crying like a baby. That's how I used to do it when I was a fighter, okay? Or one thumb in the throat and you're going to be crying. How would I look as a man of God if I did that?
Right.
So I have to kill that flesh and go, Lord, I got better than that now. And I walk in the spirit, so I didn't sin, but my flesh wants me to.
But anger, right? You had an angry thought, that's murder.
Paul says, no.
Right?
No. Paul says, don't sin in your anger. You can have righteous anger.
Yeah.
When people oppose the truth of God, it's righteous anger. I get righteously angry about abortion.
Yeah.
I see a man beating a child or beating a woman, that's righteous anger. If I see a man accosting my wife, a demonic man out here talking tongues crazy without no interpretation or anything, we had some Pentecostals out here doing all this garbage, and I said, you know what, you guys are demonic, that is not of God. The Pentecostal system is totally been swept away by Satan, and their unbiblical tongue talking and their signs and wonders and all these things. But again, it goes back to when you say you disagree, you got to open the scriptures and you got to show me where the Bible says we don't follow in obedience, where the Bible says it's, here you go, this is a big one. You are not loved unconditionally by God. You are not. God always has a condition, does he not? Look at the Old Testament. What was the condition?
The condition is faith in Christ.
Nope. The condition in the Old Testament was a covenant. What's the condition in the New Covenant?
Faith in Christ.
Being covered by the blood of Christ.
Right. Matthew 26. And what did Jesus say? You are my friend in John 4.